What is up, guys? It is Crazy KC, and I am back at you again with another podcast. So let's see what we have to talk about today. All right, this should get interesting. All right, here we go.
All right, our topic today obviously is about gay. So what do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about, like, it's so difficult to, like, a gay to open out, like, you know? What can you...
Go ahead. Sorry.
Like I say, it's very difficult for a gay to open out. Like, you cannot... I don't know how to open out...
So you're talking about either coming out the closet or being more
coming out.
Coming out the closet. Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm going to speak coming from my personal experience because I will say I am proudly and happily gay. Now, I would say when I honestly first started out, younger, I was fighting the feelings, wasn't too sure about any of the feelings or what was going on. So obviously I kind of kept more to myself, but throughout the years going into middle school, I started opening up about it. The first thing I recommend you doing is finding your pillars, so to speak. Now, this terminology is used across the playing field. Your pillars, when we say pillars, that's like your ground, friends, family, who will stick by your side no matter what. And once you have those pillars and you know no matter what, even if somebody tries to reject you or try to shoot you down because of who you are as a human being and what you have that natural right, then they'll be by your side no matter what to help keep you standing up. No matter how much somebody tries to knock you down, trust me, been there. No matter what, you just have to be yourself. You can't let anyone try to drag you down just because, oh, you're gay. Well, then that's not accepted. No, no. What's not accepted is you being a bigot about it. No, just because someone likes the same sex, don't make it wrong. That's like saying you're straight, so it's wrong. That's the same thing. You know, you just have to become strong about who you are, have your pillars, and just make sure you're comfortable with the situation. Like, if you're not around certain people or in a certain situation, then don't like, I don't want to say exposed. I don't know how to say the right terminology for this, but don't try to force yourself into a situation where it's making you uncomfortable and you're not really okay with the situation, because that would just bring your self-esteem down, drag you into depression, and that's the last thing we need anyone to go through. That's not just speaking on this terminology, it's speaking everywhere. So that's one of the main things I can tell you to do. And just have someone that you can talk to on a regular basis. Like, you know, even like when you're going through something, just have someone to be able to talk to, you know, run off things. It helps. It really, truly helps. Literally.
Okay.
Anything else you would like to discuss?
No, just that.
Well, I hope I gave you some kind of pointer. I tried my best. I'm trying to give you some kind of pointers based off of my own personal experience. You know, I mean, it can get rough, but it does get better. And I'm not saying that to be cliche. I know it sounds so cliche, but it truly does. And it gets more manageable You, as long as you stay to yourself, be yourself, stay strong, be positive, be yourself, be confident, you'll be fine.
But the thing is, right, in our country, like, people don't really
accept it.
Accept it. Like when I was in the U.S., I was in Miami. I know there, you know, it's open. But over here, it's so...
Yeah, I think, because I know I hate to say this, and I don't want to offend anyone at all, but I know in certain countries and certain areas where they don't really accept the natural rights of a human being, such as sexuality. I think to overall make you feel better as a person, you know, moving forward and trying to better yourself and be more yourself, in which it sounds like you're trying to do, I think you have to put yourself in a better environment where it's uplifting rather than dragging you through the dirt. You know, it's like a child trying to be free and doing what he wants to do when it's their time, but their parents won't let them do and be themselves because, oh, you can't do this. You have to be this. You gotta let some things go. You have to have an open mind. You have to keep open. Not everyone's in this constricted, you know, box that everyone's trying to put people in. Nobody's like that. This is a natural right. People have a right to be happy. Obviously, you don't want people to be happy, and that's kind of disrespectful. So my best thing I can tell you is to put yourself in a better environment. And since you already visited in the U.S. in certain areas, I can tell you right now, by what's been happening over the past couple of years, LGBTQIA+ is highly supported. And there's a lot of support. There's groups, there's people, even just random people that you wouldn't even expect to even think to be supportive or to try to help. And there's a lot of great resources. There's a lot of people, a lot of support, a lot of places, and a lot of things you can do in regards to being yourself just in that area. Like, I know it doesn't necessarily define who you are, but it's a part of who you are. You know, I don't know if you understand that part, but that's literally what's a part of you. And I can tell you, you know, even going to Florida alone, that is one of the biggest central, highly populated gay area that's a talk about for the past couple of years, especially now. So I recommend it. I highly recommend it. Get your pillars, get your support, better environment, stand strong, stay positive.
Yeah,
I am always here by your side. Can trust and believe me on that one. Need someone to talk to, you need some support, I'm here. Okay. You know, same goes for anybody else who decides to listen to our podcast, which would be amazing. No,
but I don't know. So I don't know this app so good because I check it out on YouTube and I still am install it today. So it's my first time on it.
Don't worry, I'm still fairly new, but I've podcasted a few shows already, least was setting them up, but I aired a few shows. So we're both fairly new at this. It's like life. Everything's a great learning experience.
Okay. Just gotta
take it by the horns and take it head on. I'm glad you reached out today I'm glad I can give a few strong helping words to another comrade of mine.
Yeah.
Because trust me, I know the tough parts of it all, and it's not It's not always bright. It's not always happy and sunshine. There's always those little things that'll try to hold you down, but you just gotta learn how to keep going, keep pushing. Be a train like a locomotive and keep those engine chains and arms and belts and everything going. Sometimes your support and your people and resources are usually your oils and lubrication to help keep those machinery going. You know, it's just like a body and milk. Gotta have milk to keep your strong bones, you know? That helps you keep your muscles going.
So where are you from?
I'm actually from New York State in America.
Okay.
So, you know, and I know in New York State we live it up.
I'm living in Guyana.
Where's that? I'm sorry?
Guyana. Guyanese Guyana.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
Yeah. We're visiting the U.S. often, some Richmond Hill, New Jersey, different places.
Oh, so you've been exploring. Ain't your first
time. Yeah, my families are there.
What was that?
Yeah.
Why don't you move towards this area? You'll be a lot happier, a lot more free.
There with a visiting visa.
Huh?
I cannot stay over there with a visiting visa.
Well, you can always try to talk to them and see if you can get, like, you know, there's always an option to become like a naturalized citizen. Briefly touched and went over those topics because I also had a friend who wasn't originally from here, but you know, they were talking about their turnabouts with coming over to towards America, and we kind of briefly touched it, but I know there's definitely options where you can actually talk to them. I know there's going to be some money entailment involved, and of course it's going to be a process, but I know that there's a way that you can be naturalized over, like, they'll obviously, you have a visiting visa. They can start working with that. You just have to try to talk to someone. I'm not exactly sure who to talk to or what resources to exactly go to. But I know there's definitely options. Okay. And it's definitely not regrettable, trust me.
I never thought about it, like, to live over there, you know?
I think it would be a great place for you to be.
Yeah.
Emotion, physically, just all together.
I love New York City more because it's very crowded and nice.
I know, everyone loves New York City.
Yeah,
I've only been there for maybe once or twice, and every time that I visited, I was in a car, so, like, literally, I was, like, pretty much stuck in a car for about a couple hours just trying to get to one place. Yeah, that was, like, my last time going. I'm like, okay. But there's also a few things that I actually want to do career-wise in New York City. So I eventually have to go back there. But I actually want to, you know, intake New York City like how I truly want it to. Okay. But there are great many things about New York City, trust me.
Yeah.
You know, it has its ups and downs, but it's still a great place.
Yeah.
All right, it looks like we're starting to die down on time here.
Yeah. Nice to talk to you, by the way.
It was great talking to you. I'm so glad I could reach out and help another forefront.
And you have a nice voice.
Thank you. Thank you. You too.
Yeah.
Well, I hope we get to speak further down the line again, you know. Feel free to add me on Facebook. I go by KC Corp on Facebook, so feel free to add me. I'm very open to talk, you know, if you have anyone who wishes to talk, I'm an open book. But I definitely hope to talk to you soon.
And that is it for today, guys. I hope you really enjoyed the podcast for today. Got really fabulous today. I'm so glad for the turnout. All right, so if you have more intakes and outtakes on things, feel free to, get in contact with me. We can also podcast together. I'm open to more topics and getting to know more people and friends and reaching out. If you also want to reach out to me and whatnot, I do have a Facebook page. It's KC Corp. You can reach out to me, send me a message, whatever. And we'll go from there. Alright, I hope you guys really enjoyed. Please subscribe to my channel. Please favorite my podcast if you want to hear more. And share them amongst your friends and family. Spread the word, spread the happiness. Alright, bye.